Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
New year, thanks for the time as always, and a hell of a win for your team last night.
Yeah, thank you. Happy New Year to you guys, too. Good to be on. And I do enjoy coming on after we win. So thanks for the timing on this week's interview.
Yeah, we appreciate it as well. I know you talked about it a little bit last night, but I mean, that felt like emotionally cleansing. Your team desperately needed that. The win, of course, but also that kind of shooting night, 61% from the field. How needed was that for you and the guys last night, Steve?
Yeah, we needed it. I mean, we just, there's no secret. We have not made shots really the entire month of December. So just one of those weird things that can happen occasionally to a team where you get into a team-wide slump. And we've played so many close games this year, I think, more than any team in the league. And obviously, shots have to go in. But you also don't want to, feel like the guys are pressing and you don't want to put too much pressure on anybody. So, we're just trying to let it all play out and let it happen. But our guys are good shooters. We know we can do what we did last night more often, and I'm excited to see it happen.
What was the locker room like, Steve, on a scale of relief to jubilation?
I think it's more relief. I mean, this team, these guys in the locker room have accomplished a lot. I mean, four or five of them won a championship 2 years ago, so they're not going to go too crazy over a regular season win, but definitely there's relief coming on the heels of, a pretty long shooting slump and a lot of losses. So it was really good to get back on the winning track.
Coach Kerr with us here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Steve, one thing I noticed last night, it was the first bucket of the game. Steph Curry pump fake flyby and made a three, and he celebrated making that three that made it 3-0, the very first bucket of the game. It felt like he just broke a record or something, and he did, interestingly enough, set a record later on in the game. But it felt like he was trying to manufacture a little bit of joy, a word that has been used to describe your basketball teams, really your entire tenure. Was that something you guys talked about or something Steph just did on his own to try to jumpstart this team?
No, it was just what Steph did on his own. He told a couple of the coaches before the game that he was going to have fun no matter what tonight. I think he's been feeling a lot of the strain that comes with being, the leader of the team and having, having our struggles as a group. I think he really wanted to show the rest of the guys, like, let's go out and let it rip and have some fun tonight. So I think he was just sort of sending that message in a good way, and the guys loved it on the bench. They got a good laugh out of it.
And he was 1 3-pointer away from history, and I guess he didn't know about the odd record that's held by Ben Gordon, Jalen Brunson, and Latrell Sprewell, who are the only players to go 9-for-9 from three He blamed Raymond Ritter. Is it proper to blame Raymond for not alerting him to a record, another record he could have achieved?
It is always proper to blame Raymond for anything, deserved or not. I just think it's the right thing to do.
That's perfect, Steve. And we're going to go ahead and cut that and keep it. And Mark, Grandy, and I have been we've been talking all day today. And, you know, Mark and I are a couple of the bigger Jonathan Kuminga fans here at the station. And I'm just struck by how he's been playing over the last 3 or 4 weeks. Can you describe some of the things that he's been doing really well? And is it an outgrowth of the confidence that he's starting to feel playing more minutes with this team?
He looks like a different guy to me, honestly. These last 5 games, I think the light switch has gone on. And it's you can see it in the rebounding. I think he's averaging about 8 rebounds over that stretch. The ball movement, I thought his passing in the second quarter really unlocked the game. He was penetrating, getting to space, and then moving it. And then, you know, then we just started to move the ball from there. He's one of the guys, along with Steph, you know, who can break down the defense. But, yeah, I think in the past he's looked at scoring once he's broken the defense down and pulling up and shooting, you know, maybe some mid-range shots that we don't need in the middle of the shot clock. The last few games, he's really looking to attack and get the ball moving, which helps our overall offense. So I love what JK's doing. He's playing hard. There's an awareness of what's happening. He looks fantastic. I'm really excited. I think he's breaking through.
Coach, there's one play specifically that stood out to me, and he obviously had a game full of really good decisions, 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, but it was late in the first quarter. He caught the ball on the right wing in motion towards the rim, gets past his defender with 2 dribbles. Joel Embiid slides over to cut him off on the attack to the rim. And instead of, as you're talking about, trying to maybe take a tough fadeaway mid-range or finish around a really big and athletic defender, he passes to an open shooter in the corner, happened to be Schroeder, who made 2 threes prior, and Schroeder makes that one as well. Are those the kinds of plays that you're looking at seeing from him? I mean, I feel like so many of us fans and in the media just focus on the points that he scores, but it's got to be so much more on every time the ball is in his hands, just making the right decision. And it feels like he's making that right decision more often.
Yeah, because it's the right decisions that really lead to success. You know, every team in the NBA is going to score, you know, 100 points a night. And so points are points. It's what happens in the flow of the game and what leads to team success that is the most important thing. And so what I'm seeing with JK is an awareness that when he breaks the defense down and he moves it, it's powerful. It gets other guys going. It develops a rhythm for the offense that's really tough to stop over the course of the game. And that's what we're seeing. So that play you mentioned is a good example, and I can give you, you know, 6 or 7 more. That's what's exciting, is that he's seeing the pictures now really a lot more clearly than he has in the past, and that's exciting.
He had 41 assists for the team, season high. 41 assists on 53 made baskets. That was almost basketball porn as a Warrior fan, Steve, to just watch that level of ball movement. And you only played 9 until you got into garbage time. Are you starting to zero in a little bit more on the idea of a 9 or 10 man rotation going forward?
Well, we have limited minutes for some of our guys. Obviously, Loon and Kyle Anderson have been out of the rotation the last week, and I hate it. Both guys are so important to us. They're total pros. They're great players. But we had to do it. I mean, we just had to, I think, just streamline the rotation and try to get guys more rhythm, more momentum. We've been shooting so poorly that it just seems like we've got to do everything we can to give the guys who are on the floor the best chance to find their rhythm. So that means we are streamlining the rotation a little bit, but it's still not simple. We're going to get Gary Payton back. We'll get Brandon Podziemski back. You know, it's not an automatic thing from night to night, but we are attempting to cut it down.
Warriors coach Steve Kerr with us here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. But coach, it feels like one of the other things that has been a challenge for you, talking about rotations, one of those rotations or groupings of players that you're playing has been Draymond Green at the five. And it feels like, at least as an outsider looking in, that your couple of your best groups feature Draymond at the five and Kuminga at the four. But I know you have a hesitancy to play Draymond at the five too often, at least early in the season. So how do you find the balance between playing a unit that obviously is working, but not riding Draymond a little too hard and maybe not having him as effective come March and April?
Well, that's what we're attempting to do, you know, and that's why we start Trace at the five and Draymond at the four, so we can, buy some minutes with those two together. And then we're rotating from there. So, you know, I think right now we're probably playing Draymond, you know, about 15 minutes at the center spot, which seems about right. We don't want to overdo it, but we also need to do it and take advantage of what that lineup gives us, especially with JK at the four.
And you look at what Trace has done playing the five. How have you measured his development, especially over the last couple of 2-3 weeks? Because watching it from the couch and occasionally in the arena, it seems like he's another guy who's really starting to unlock his complete potential.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I think he is. I mean, he's really running the floor well. He's gaining confidence, you know, going against Joel Embiid last night, one of the best in the game. He held his own. He made a couple of great plays against Joel. And he's really doing a good job of providing the things we need, you know, the lob threat, the rebounding, the shot blocking. So Tracy's really coming around, and it's exciting.
Another player, Steve, who had a nice game last night after somewhat of a shooting slump was Dennis Schroeder, who you acquired, of course, from the Nets in a trade in December. Somewhat similar to Steph Curry celebrating after he makes his first three of the game. I'm sure it felt nice for Dennis Schroeder to have that first quarter that he had last night. I know you like a lot of the other things that he does, but how nice was it to see him, and I'm sure how nice was it for him to see some shots from the outside go in last night?
Yeah, I mean, it was great for Dennis and for us. I mean, he shot 40% from three in Brooklyn this year when we traded for him. So, you know, he's never been, you know, a three-point marksman, but he's always been solid. I think maybe 35% for his career. So, you know, that's what you would expect for the season. But the main reason we got him, you know, is the defense on ball. You saw that with him guarding Tyrese Maxey last night. He guarded James Harden last week, you know, against the Clippers. You know, he's going to be on the opposing team's best ball handler, and that's a huge benefit for us. I thought his defense last night was terrific, just like it was last week against Phoenix. You know, night after night, you know you can count on his defense, his ball handling. He's a winning player. He just makes a lot of really important plays. And when he starts shooting the ball like he did last night, it only adds to his effectiveness.
Yeah, crucial to have that on-ball defense, especially with Gary not in the lineup. I need to ask about Buddy Hield, Coach, because you know, first eight games of the year, he's averaging 21 a night, and over the last dozen or so, he's not shooting it, and he's just getting 8 points a game. How do you explain the funk that Buddy's fallen into, and what can you do to help bring him out of it?
Well, I think, you know, as a former shooter myself, there are just spells in the season where, you know, things just don't feel right. Like a hitter, you know, in baseball, just, you know, not seeing the ball well. And, you know, Buddy's similar to what I was as a player. You know, he's not going to get to the line a whole lot. He's not going to get a lot of easy baskets. He's a jump shooter. And I think it's he's just in a little bit of a tough spell. But, you know, for the season, he's still at 39% from three. So this guy is, you know, he's one of the great shooters that the league has seen in the last decade. And the numbers bear it out. I always trust the track record of a player like Buddy who's been in the league for a long time, and I know he'll bounce back.
Warriors coach Steve Kerr with us here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coach, the telecast last night highlighted a moment in the second half when Steph was on fire that you sent Dennis Schroeder in to come in for him, to sub in for Stephen Curry. Apparently Steph refused, and then he made another bucket. Is that what happened? Can you talk us through what happened?
No, he didn't refuse, but Dennis was supposed to check in, you know, at the next dead ball. There's a dead ball, and Steph had just made a couple threes. And Dennis turned to me and he said, let's leave him out there one more play. And I said, all right, but if he misses, it's your fault. And so Steph got the ball, and he made the shot. And Dennis and I slapped five. I said, good choice. And and then there was a timeout. I think Philly took a timeout right then. And at that point, I basically asked Steph, I said, what do you think? I had one of the coaches ask him, actually, and you want to stay? And he said, no, I'm ready to come out. He was pretty tired. So you know, that's something that happens during the course of the game frequently. If I'm subbing a guy out and he's just made a shot, whether it's Steph or anybody else, you know, that the guy subbing in for him will kind of look at me and say, what do you want to do? And sometimes we'll let a guy go because obviously, you know, you make one or two, you're feeling hot, you let it ride a little bit.
Gotcha. So it was Dennis who didn't want that to happen. Has Steph ever, when you've set up a sub, has Steph ever said, no, let me stay in for another stoppage?
Yes, many times, many times. So it's, and I'm all for it. I mean, if he's feeling it, I gotta ride with it.
And the game last night made it so you didn't have to play Steph or Draymond over the last seven and change. And I'm just looking at the schedule starting Saturday, Steve, 5 games in 7 nights. Does last night's limited minutes change your possible load management approach going forward? And have you as a staff kind of charted a course for the next 5 games that you have all coming up?
Yeah, Steph's going to be out tomorrow. He's you know, with the back-to-back and with the tendonitis in his knees, our training staff made the decision a couple weeks ago that we would limit his vulnerability in the back-to-back. So he'll miss tomorrow, and he'll be back Sunday for Sacramento, and then we'll just go from there. But we have to manage the tendonitis and as best we can, and just try to win games while we're at it.
Okay, so no Steph tomorrow. I know in your most recent back-to-back in L.A. versus the Clippers and then at home against Phoenix, both Steph and Draymond didn't play in L.A. versus the Clippers. Is the expectation that Draymond might play on both sides of the back-to-back coming up Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah, he should play both. You know, he missed that game in L.A. with a back injury, but he's healthy, he's feeling good, so he's good to go for tomorrow night.
While we're here in the blue tent, Steve, to keep with the medical part of it, GP2 and Pods, anything you can update us as far as their upcoming availability?
They're both out tomorrow as well, and just day-to-day beyond that.
I know it's difficult to try to figure out how rotations look, and I know we were talking about this earlier, but when those two guys get back? Do you anticipate both of them, Pajemski and GP2, immediately inserted and are getting regular minutes again every game?
Well, I've learned not to answer questions that I don't have to until they actually are relevant. So those questions remain to be answered based on who's available and what our health situation looks like. But they're both really important players for us, and they're both going to play important roles. It's just we just have to wait and see, what the circumstances are when they return.
Well, staying in that same rotational space, Moses Moody has been a guy who over the last three or four games has been nothing short of spectacular. How much are you impressed from what Moses continues to do in this somewhat of an on-again, off-again role?
Well, it's good to get him back in the rotation, and we're going to keep him there. He's shooting the ball well the last couple of games, and coming off that injury, it took him a few games to find his rhythm, but it looks like he's found that rhythm, and we'll keep him going for sure.
Hey, Coach, on a lighter note, I don't know, I'm sure you heard big news for your basketball program, your college basketball program, the Arizona Wildcats got a big commitment from Bryce James, LeBron's son. I don't know if you've ever seen him play basketball before, and he's not an NBA player, so you can talk about him. What do you know about Bryce James, the newest Arizona Wildcat?
Never seen him play, but pretty good genes, I would say. Pretty good genes. So it sounds like a good choice by my alma mater for sure.
That's an elite scientific scouting report right there. Just going straight to the DNA and the chromosomes, Coach. I didn't know you had that much of a science background in your game.
Yeah, well-rounded guy.
Nice, impressive. And speaking of well-rounded, you guys played on the 30th and you didn't play on the 31st. What kind of a New Year's celebrant are you when you've got free time? Are you like me, fellow old guy, where you just focus on the East Coast New Year? Or do you get after a little bit, Coach?
No, I don't even remember the last time I've been up till midnight on New Year's Eve. New York New Year's for us in the South, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm lucky if I make it to 9 o'clock, Coach. I'm, mid-50s, just a couple of clicks behind you. And, yeah, midnight is it's a big ask when you get to be our age.
No doubt.
Awesome. Well, Coach, that's all we got for you today. Appreciate the time as always. Happy New Year. Congrats on the win last night, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds great. Happy New Year to you guys, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cool. Thanks, Steve.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. Okay. That's Coach Kerr. Right. Great as always here on Willard and Dibbs.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.